from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. In Colombia, rescuers are sorting through mounds of debris and mud in search of missing people. A massive wall of water from three flowing rivers in Colombia swept through the region overnight, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing about 200 people. Shortly after the banks of the rivers burst, a landslide followed, devastating the southwestern town of Mocoa. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador. A large South Korean ship carrying iron ore from Brazil to China with 24 people on board has gone missing in the South Atlantic, about 2,500 kilometers off the coast of Uruguay. Seoul's official Yonhap News Agency said the 266,000-ton Stellar Daisy it was last heard from on Friday when a crew member texted the ship was tilting sharply to port and in danger of sinking. The ship had departed Brazil on March 26th. Yonhap later reported that two crew had been found afloat and rescued, but it said other lifeboats and rafts found in the area were empty. Michael Flynn, the retired Army general whom U.S. President Donald Trump ousted as his national security advisor, has amended his financial disclosure statement revealing his ties with Russia. Flynn's new filings show the Russian state-sponsored news organization RT paid him $45,000 to speak at its 10th anniversary celebration, and not only that, two other Russian firms paid him several thousand dollars for speeches. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley saying on Sunday that President Donald Trump has not blocked her from attacking Russia. The comment comes as Mr. Trump continues to assail domestic news media for its reporting on congressional and legal investigations into whether his aides colluded with Moscow officials to help him win the election. Haley says the president has not once called her to ask her not to beat up on, quote, Russia.